May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy, Cosmic Cowboy, with Cosmic Love for August 31st, 2019. Today, I'll be discussing some space weather news regarding cosmic Earth changes, plus my story on making a movie here in Paradise Valley. I'll be getting into that latter part of the show. As for the cosmic weather, we just had the new moon in Virgo, with the Sun, Moon, Mars, Venus, and Mercury all in conjunction in the deep space sign of Virgo, an Earth sign. And this unique configuration has great potential for practical spirituality on Earth, as in cosmos at large. This down-to-Earth aspect of astrology psychology is amplified right now with a grand Earth trine that triangulates the inner planets in Virgo with the outer planets Saturn and Capricorn and Uranus and Taurus. And this very earthy mix on inner and outer aspects combines with some very otherworldly aspects of cosmic love with Neptune and Pisces that is strongly aspected with Pluto and Capricorn and Jupiter and Sagittarius. For your astrologers out there, that'll be a pretty good intro to the cosmic weather going on the planet right now. Of course, we got the hurricane coming in towards Florida. Keep in mind that we're in the universe as cosmic beings, and the universe is within us by cosmic design, configured in your birth chart and calibrated by your soul contract and the experiences of your birth family, formative years, and the nature of many other conditioning influences. One of those influences is the intensifying Earth changes, which I discuss at Space Weather News, you know, my recent blog that I published at the HeartCom Network, and will be linked in the podcast show notes, which will be out here in a few days. So I'm going to go right now to Space Science News. That's at heartcom.org/spacescience.htm. And it's about, this article is about two suns, cosmic rays, and fireballs. And I say right at the beginning, this is for mature audiences only. It's kind of a believe it or not special edition. You know, for those who know me, my show is kind of a Ripley's Believe It or Not show on a regular basis. This one's no exception. The first video is kind of the knock your socks off video. It's about the second star of our solar system, cosmic rays and fireballs. So this show, Cosmic Love, going to go into at the beginning some pretty cosmic stuff with cosmic rays and what's going on with energy from space. You know how the big shift has begun. Several videos on cosmic rays I have at this website that I just did this about a week ago called Space Science News. And I thought I'd give a little bit of an orientation to that before I go into what I'm doing here locally here in Paradise Valley making a movie. You know, my motto always been has been, you know, think galactic and dance local. You know, I love to dance. You know, with, you know, country swing dancing, and keep perspective on things. You know, I'm trying to think galactic as the host of Cosmic Love. You know, my ideal situation is to have my head in the clouds and feet on the ground. You know, have happy feet dancing to the music of the spheres. So I'm gonna go a little. Excuse me, while I get a little drink here. Anyway, I did this compendium on Space Weather News, because there was kind of a whole bunch of stuff coming out about what's going on with space science. And just think of two suns. Some of you are familiar with the subject of Planet X, Nibiru, Wormwood, that thing. Over the years, I've talked about that. I've had guys on the shows. Some of you may remember when I had Gordon Giannotto on the show, and Gordon wanted to get on Coast to Coast AM for years. He's an expert on this Planet X subject, and Gordon couldn't get on Coast to Coast AM, wasn't able to. He got on my show, and then they contacted me at Coast to Coast AM and said, man, we want to get this Gordon Giannotto on our show. So I said, well, I gave him the information to contact him, and he went on Coast to Coast, I think, over the next several years, several times he went on Coast to Coast AM, and became kind of a sensation on this whole subject of Planet X, Nibiru, and he ended up going on radio shows all over the United States for years. And so I haven't heard from Gordon for a while, but I try to keep my finger on the pulse. You know, I don't hardly ever discuss the subject of Planet X, the second star in our solar system. But this video does in a very extraordinary, exceptional, congruent, you know, balanced way. And it's Woodward TV. I've seen some of his videos over the last several years. The guy's really kind of brilliant in the way he explains things. And I would do an excerpt from the video on the show, but I don't know if I have enough time to get through talking about a movie I'm working on here in Paradise Valley, Montana. So I'll leave that. I'll have that at heartcom.org. That's one of the recent blogs, web blogs that I have archived. You can go there now, or some people can pull it up, you know, in a window, in another window on your computer, and see what I'm talking about as I go through the narrative from this blog, you know, on Space Science News. This is the first video at the top, and like I say, it's called What You Need to Know About the Second Star of Our Solar System, Cosmic Rays and Fireballs. He talks about all three of these subjects. Just to provide some cosmic perspective, you might say, on the worldwide Earth changes that are intensifying. So this first video, and I'm just going to reference, you know, a little bit about it. I don't want to spoil it. It's pretty amazing how he segues through the show, tying in what's going on with the planet X Nibiru that's coming into our solar system with some space debris. And, of course, the space debris is the fireballs that are starting to, and he gives it a lot of examples of fireballs all over the planet that are coming in and streaking across the skies and reported locally in news shows all over the world, and he kind of put together a string of them to give you the sense of that this is a real deal. I mean, you know, we're seeing them, and he goes into that, and he also says a big part of the picture, what's going on the Earth, as the cosmic rays are intensifying, cosmic rays because the Earth's magnetosphere has been going down. Some of you are following this subject with space weather. The magnetic North Pole has been shifting, going across Canada now and towards Siberia. And that's been moving so fast, along with the magnetic South Pole going out from Antarctica towards New Zealand, that they've had to recalibrate airport magnometers, or whatever they call them, for airports and airplanes for tracking, because it's changing. These are Earth changes that are very real. You know, this isn't make-believe. There's stuff going on. The Earth changes, the interesting times as far as, you know, signs of the times we live in from a cosmic perspective. So, again, that's very amazing kind of overview in this video. What do you need to know about the second star of our solar system, cosmic rays and fireball? I think that's about a 16-minute long video. Not that long, but chock full of interesting, intriguing perspective on, these times that we live in. I'm not saying, I'm not a doomsdayer. I'm not saying it's going to be huge, going to be a pole shift or anything like that. Could be, it happens. It's happened in Earth's history enough times, and it actually gives some timeline orientation. What we can expect, the science behind the 3,600-year orbit of this Nibiru Planet X, Wormwood, whatever you want to call it, mini solar system, dwarf star that comes into our solar system on a wide elliptical orbit of about 3,600 years. It's kind of interesting the way he explains it, and without being, real freakish or doomsday or, natural cycles happen. Some of the cycles, Earth changes happen, and could be down the road. Of course, I'm saying in the meantime, and I'll be getting into it, as I get into this film I'm making here in Paradise Valley, that we have, we have some space, we have some time, and make hay while the sun shines. Of course, it's all interdependent. It's all connected to what's going on here on Earth. This is the amazing thing about Planet X, is that it's intelligently directed. It moves, it slows down, seems to be stopped. Some people I've had on the show before have explained that it's in a cusp of energy, the side of Venus. It's in behind the sun, so we don't see it most of the time. And whether it does a flyby, far out or closer in, and whether we get a lot of space debris that, pummels the Earth with fireballs or not, is a question nobody knows, but it's very real possibility. It's happened before. It could come in close and pull the neck of the Earth, the magnetic north pole around, and accelerate a pole shift phenomena, which could be pretty dicey. But by God's grace, it won't happen anytime real soon. There's other things to deal with, like these cosmic rays that are coming in. They come from energetic deep space events, and they penetrate everything on Earth with coded information from deep space. Cosmic rays, will pass right through the Earth. They're supposedly heating up the Earth. This is the real cause of Earth changes as far as global warming. The heat is, Earth's been heating up. All the planets of our solar system have been heating up. There have been pole shifts and other phenomena in all the planets and other planets of our solar system. So it's not just Earth. It's not just man-made thing. This is something that's going on in the whole solar system. People that, are well-informed about what's going on in cosmos, are familiar with this understanding that that the global warming on Earth is not just unique to Earth. It's been going on dramatically, as seen from Earth on other planets in our solar system. So this is a reality that we don't get in the mainstream news, the fake stream media, because there are political agendas associated with Earth changes that, as some of the deep staters like to say, never miss a crisis, and, use every crisis to further the agenda. And of course, we know the political agenda is use carbon taxing and different ways to use global warming to solidify political control over the human and physical resources of the planet. But in any regard, there is this thing going on, deep space and energies from space with magnetic energy field changes, magnetosphere changes, and of course the magnetosphere of the Earth is a shield for the cosmic rays that are coming in. And as Earth's magnetosphere diminishes in strength, the effect on our DNA and consciousness is magnified with more cosmic rays to come in. So basically, I'm just give a philosophical, be aware and prepared kind of thing. This space science news has shown us that there's definitely changes going on, and of course, as more light energy frequencies change with the Earth, the Schumann resonance of Earth has been bumping up. It used to be a global standard, and it's now a global variable, and it's been going into those higher frequencies, the Schumann resonance, which of course resonates with the brainwave cavity and affects the brainwaves. As those frequencies increase, you might say that our consciousness going higher in the frequency range of the alpha theta range, which corresponds with a higher consciousness. So as this high state of cosmic love surges, you might say, cosmic frequencies, cosmic energies, cosmic love, the deep state of depravity purges, and there's definitely a purging going on in the collective consciousness of humanity, the deep state versus the high state, you might say. There's definitely some big drama going on in the collective consciousness with geopolitics, a lot of purging of deep state stuff. The economics and politics are far more complex than the science. They're not going to discuss the space science to get people, on top of what's really going on. Because, again, you want to create and manage terror, crisis, war, death, and hell on the planet in towards their agenda of control. And it ain't a conspiracy. It's just, you always get psychopaths rise to influence and power in social, political, and economic institutions. It's just the way it is. And there's a transition period where we go through this rough patch, you might say, this cycle. And it's not just the geophysical changes with the Earth. It's in the collective consciousness of humanity. So keep the faith in the high state of cosmic love, whereby the holistic, holy spirit of love and action rules. And in this space science news, I've failed to mention, but I said it right at the beginning of it. Skip to the bottom to watch this amazing video, The Key to Earth's Lost Civilization by Graham Hancock. It came out, it was published just August 9th, 2019. And I've embedded this video in the blog, and it's really, this is an amazing video. It's about Graham Hancock's book he came out recently called America Before, The Key to Earth's Lost Civilization. And the story in this, it's become already, it was published here early in 2019, and it was in the it's on the New York Times top nonfiction bestseller list. And from March through June 2019, Graham, he toured widely in the UK, the US, and Canada, speaking about the book. And this talk offered, free to view here in this video is the only version that will be available online. It was given in Graham's hometown of Bath, England, on Saturday, April 6, 2019. This event was organized by Topping's books, and the venue was Christ Church, Julian Road in Bath, England, and Graham's daughter, Shanti Failia, formerly a lawyer, is now a healer and yoga teacher. She sings a song, Waiting on an Angel, in the opening 5 minutes before the talk begins. And I mentioned this video, it must be an hour and a half long, but for those who like a history, what's really going on with Earth's history, and this ties into the subject of space science news, because he goes into the history of comets that hit Earth. Of course, most people know the history going way back to the time of dinosaurs, that it was a giant comet that hit in the Gulf of Mexico and the Yucatan Peninsula that was the end of the dinosaurs, because it threw up so much. It was like a huge, giant atomic blast that it threw up so much dust and debris into the atmosphere that had caused the Ice Age. And anyway, ended the dinosaurs. Well, most people don't know that this was, what, 65 million years ago? And changed the whole evolutionary schemata. You know, dinosaurs, a lot of big giant reptilians gone, and of course the evolution evolved over millions and millions of years. Most people don't know that just here, what, 11,900 years ago, there was a comet that fragmented, and he goes into it later on in this, you know, Key to Earth's Lost Civilization, this book, and in this review, he tells the story of these comets and the science on this now, the space science, you know, in the geophysical science and the archaeological science, which he says archaeology is like a religion. There's so much dogma in archaeology that Graham refers to archaeology as a religion because, you know, they don't change. They get their dogma going, you know, in the scholastics, and they're very slow to change the new science, which is now becoming settled science that, yeah, there was a comet. Big giant comet broke up, hit across North America, and melted very quickly the ice caps and caused massive flooding and changed, you know, of course, we're talking about, the flood of Atlantis, the historical, mythical Atlantis. He ties in the latest archaeological and DNA evidence to bring his quest, you know, his story about that he's been talking about this kind of stuff for years. Anomalous archaeology and different science. And, of course, he lays it out brilliantly in this video. I mean, this is the kind of video I would love to see, you know, in Nature publication or on the History Channel, the true history of the Earth, and maybe it'll be on there someday. But in the meantime, you can watch this video. His research takes us on a series of journeys and encounters with the scientific rebels responsible for the recent extraordinary breakthroughs. And there's some brilliant findings, breakthroughs that he goes through from the Mississippi Valley to the Amazon rainforest. He reveals that ancient New World cultures share a legacy of advanced scientific knowledge and sophisticated spiritual beliefs with supposedly unconnected old world cultures. So, you know, he poses this question, you know, have archaeologists focused far too long on the old world in their search for the origins of civilization while failing to consider the revolutionary possibilities that those origins might, in fact, be found in the new world? So in America before, the Key to Earth's Lost Civilization, this is the culmination of everything that millions of readers have loved in Hancock's body of work over the last in the past decades, namely a mind-dilating exploration of the mysteries of the past, amazing archaeological discoveries, and profound implications for how we lead our lives today. So there are some links and other references to Graham Hancock's work from Facebook, Twitter, the website for his book. Fascinating for people that are interested in the larger cosmic scheme of things, where we're coming from and where we're likely going. And it's very interesting. The last 10 minutes of his video, you know, validates on the Sermon on the Mount, you know, the meek shall inherit the earth of Jesus. But what he's saying here is that it was the meek that inherited the earth from the time of Atlantis, because it was the hunter-gatherers in South America, if not in Africa. It was the hunter-gatherers that survived. It wasn't civilization that survived. I mean, hunter-gatherers are in the business of survival every day. That's what they do. They live a subsistence survival thing, and they survived. And there's records of that, and the DNA records, and the archaeological records now are very quite, they're convincing, and he goes through it in no uncertain terms that this could happen again. And he's got a warning there. He says, we have a choice. This is his point. You know, we have a choice with civilization. You know, we can. There's things that we can do to make a difference, if not the difference in the civilization at this time. You know, mankind has free will, so anything is possible. We can prepare in ways that you might say the karmic recompense isn't so great. And he doesn't go into it in those terms. But I'm kind of, you know, I'm kind of editing here in my own commentary. But and there were some people in I'm going to mention this in his video, that he references some things that are very controversial. He backs it up brilliantly. He doesn't go into the other anomalous evidence that humanoids were on Earth back at the time of the dinosaurs, or that their DNA was, that our DNA back at that, since that time, has been tinkered with, you know, by way of intelligent design over millions of years, or that we all have some alien DNA. He didn't go into that. I mean, that's outside the purview of his video, but he has enough information that's brilliant from the understanding of what happened back at the time of Atlantis 11,900 years ago, and how it shaped civilization in America and South America. And we don't hear about this. We haven't heard about it. So it's kind of breathtaking stuff. I thought it was fascinating science. As far as my commentary, you know, it's like he talks in the last part of this video about these comets that are coming in around the planet. I mean, these, you know, asteroids coming in. And it kind of ties in with the first video at the beginning of this compendium of science news. I mean, those who have read my compendiums or other compendiums on Planet X in the field, and I'm talking about the source field, the quantum field, you know, the energy fields, and the understanding of what's going on with cosmic energies, you know, basically the science of this, of the source, the all-connected source field. I mean, you know, we are in the universe, and the universe is in us, and how there are dynamics that correspond, the timing now that correspond to the last time that our solar system crossed the galactic plane about 11,900 years ago. Now, I've talked about this in previous shows. I mean, this is three orbits, 11,900 years ago is about three orbits of Nibiru's orbit, you know, this 3,600-year orbit, and which Graham Hancock's video explains as the time of the Great Flood and destruction of Atlantean civilization. So connect the dots, folks. I mean, you know, if you think about it, you know, the precession of the equinox, which is, what, about 28,000 years, our solar system is orbiting around the great central sun of our galaxy. I mean, it takes about a couple hundred million years for it to go all the way around, but it orbits around, and it orbits around not like in a, going around in a circle. It orbits like a S-curve, you know, a sine wave curve, because it's going around, so it's doing the sine wave curve around. And so it crosses twice, every 2,800 years it crosses twice this the galactic plane. And the galactic plane, you know, there's what, 200 and some billion star systems in our Milky Way galaxy. So there's this flat plane going out that our Earth is crossing, and when it crosses the galactic plane, there's a surge of light from the great central sun that's magnified by alignment with hundreds of millions of star systems. So the light intensifies on Earth, and Earth heats up, global warming. But it's not just that, it's just that the cosmic rays, the cosmic light, the alignment with the galactic plane, you get an intensification of, you know, photonic light, cosmic rays, and you've got these cosmic rays, they carry coded information from the great central sun. You know, it's like all connected. It's all connected in the quantum scheme of things. It's all connected not to our great central sun, but to the universe, you know, because like our sun, just like all the solar systems and suns of our galaxy, they all resonate in a quantum singularity, you know, with like an instant everywhere connection. which isn't connected to all of the universe, you know, through these white hole, black hole, you know, the suns are like, you know, are connected, like every atom in our body is connected. There's a field, there's a quantum field called the source field. It's like the ocean of vibrational actuality that we subjugate as reality. You know, it's all just energy. So out there in the field, you've got this intensification as our solar system crosses the galactic plane, and everything accelerates. I mean, look at the evolution, the acceleration of consciousness on the planet. The last 100 years, we've gone from horse and buggy, you know, to space age. You know, it's like an exponential curve as far as the acceleration of awareness, of consciousness, of conscious evolution. Well, it's all in function of, you know, cosmic intelligence, you might say. There's a brightening. You know, we're in the universe, and the universe is in us, and we're at that in the quantum field. We're crossing the. It's anciently referred to the Great Crossing. You know, as our solar system crosses the galactic plane, they refer to it as the Great Crossing. Well, it's been going on. 2012, it was at a peak. It takes a while for the energies to matriculate the matrix, you might say, and it's still intensifying. I mean, just like, you know, you have summer solstice, but, you know, you get it's the hottest, you know, for sometimes in August or a few months later, right after the summer solstice, because it takes, there's a little bit of a time lag. Well, in the cosmic scheme of things, we're passing through, this photon belt, it's called, of the galactic plane. The photon belt is this intensity right out from the great central sun through alignment with these hundreds of billions of star systems. So this is the larger cosmic scheme of things I talk about on Cosmic Love. And in this larger cosmic scheme of things, we're seeing now Graham Hack's video talk about this phenomena that happened at the last time of the Great Crossing, at the time of the Great Flood and destruction of Atlantean civilization. So it's all in divine order. You know, planets, like individuals, have karma, and they have to balance that karma one way or the other. You know, we're kind of experiencing the same thing that Atlantis did back at that time with the rise of their civilization. Apparently there was genetic engineering going on there with the half-human, half-animal creations with genetic engineering. We got that stuff going on now on the planet, but even worse, we got the stuff going on with technology, and Atlantis was apparently very high technology that got out of control and was actually responsible or involved with the messing with nature, to where God said, you know, we got to, you know, your guys are out of control. We got to reboot the planet. And I don't know if that's going to be going on now, but we got this situation with 5G radiation, and Elon Musk is putting up, 20,000 satellites so he can radiate the whole Earth with 5G radiation, which corrupts the DNA. And, of course, if you corrupt the DNA, there's no future of humanity. You know, that was the whole thing with Atlantis. Man was playing God with genetics, and they were messing with the DNA, and the cosmic councils, or however you call it, refer to, you know, the cosmic lords of karma, whatever, however you know them, God, just call them God, just say God, you know, Mother, Father, God, however you know God, basically just said, okay, it's time to reboot the planet and collective amnesia. Apparently, it was such a massive thing, the only people survived was the meek. The meek inherited the earth, the hunter-gatherers in South America and in Africa and Australia, and there's been collective amnesia since then. So either we turn around the downward spiral of man's inhumanity to life, or mankind will reap the whirlwind for the DNA-destroying policies with no future. I mean, it's just, you know... kind of understandable, you know, we got to do something. That's what my next article I'm going to go into here shortly, this movie I've been making. I said, geez, maybe I can make a difference. Maybe not, but, you know, I can't think of anything better to do, so I'm going to go into that. But anyway, to wrap up this space science news, we're kind of at a Jonah and Nineveh moment. you know, or Jonah was told by God to go and prophesy to people in Nineveh that, you know, we're at end times. Neither they repent or God was going to destroy the earth. And he just went on, you know, on and on about, you know, how bad to repent. And apparently they did. And as Graham Hancock emphasized, we have a choice. Now we, you know, we can put a check on 5G insanity with 5D, fifth dimensional enlightenment. You know, we can ride the wave of cosmic rays coming in, and or we can reap the whirlwind. I mean, it's like a choice. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. That's how I wrapped up that space science show. So I'm going to go into now the narrative on what I was talking about when I put out this blog here just a couple days ago. I put out the New Moon in Virgo. I did this article, Making a Movie in Paradise Valley. So a little backstory here. Over the last 11 years, I've interviewed filmmakers and movie producers on my Cosmic Love Show. My interest has been the creation of a movie that I've been scripting, kind of enlightened self-interest, you know, interview people a lot smarter than me about this kind of stuff, and been working on this, the scripting done in the scenes, and it's been quite a learning curve for me. So I've had the chance to talk to several really good filmmakers, producers. So this movie I'm working on, it's about a Wild West computer camp where young adults learn social media production skills while having a Wild West experience, you know, here in Paradise Valley, Montana. You know, camping in the wilderness, whitewater rafting, western swing dance, etc. So a major part of this movie is a romance with dance, you know, like flirty dancing. Remember the movie Dirty Dancing, about that dance camp or that camp where the kids were? One of my favorite movies, you know, dancing movies, Dirty Dancing. Well, I'm referring to this as flirty dancing, yeah, with numerous dance metaphors for integrating, you know, left brain technical skills, you know, the computer camp with right brain emotional experience, you know, like embrace your feminine side, guys. And there are some, you know, heart-tugging surprises in this movie, plus some visual special effects that make for good entertainment with an aspiring and inspiring message. There are lots of dance scenes that will be shot at local music venues such as the Music Ranch here in Paradise Valley, Chico Hot Springs, Sage Resort, Old Saloon Bandshell, and Follow Your Nose Barbecue. I've come to know some of the best dancers in the region who love to perform here. I mean, they come from Billings, from Missoula, Helena, Bozeman. This has become like a dancing mecca. I mean, the Old Saloon Bandshell just went up the other year with Follow Your Nose Barbecue. They've got a band area there and it's all open to the outside. Music Ranch is relatively new, several years ago. Beautiful venue. It looks out over the mountains. They have sculpted hillsides, you know, with like the bleachers going up in the grass. It's just, and the Sage Resort, they just built that this last year. Incredible resort with music venues they have. And I've been having a wonderful time. Sometimes on Thursdays, for example, I'll start out at the Sage Resort, and they'll have Open Range is really good country music. The couple, Linda and Rick, will be playing there. And 5 to 7, then from there I'll go over to Follow Your Nose Barbecue, and they'll have phenomenal country swing bands, bluegrass bands there, and I'll go back and forth. 50 yards away is the Old Saloon Bandshell. They'll have bands from Austin, Texas, and really good country swing music there. And so it's like my hump day is Thursday, so I can, you know, get out from behind the computer blogging and go dancing. And my weekend cardio, you don't have to pay for a spa membership. It's all for free. It's phenomenal. So anyway, that's the world I live in. And like I said, I've got to know some of the best dancers in the region. They love to perform here. And I've also come to know some exceptional local filmmakers through the Paradise Valley Film Festival that they just started up here the last several years. This has been sponsored by the Follow Your Nose Barbecue. They're over at Immigrant, across the valley from Chico Hot Springs, where near where I live. And so clearly there's enough local talent for a professional production. And people say, well, who are you to make a movie? Well, who am I not to? You know, I mean, I can do that. I personally, a little self-disclosure here, where I'm coming from, I've never made a full-length movie, but for decades, I freelanced as a photographer and videographer. I mean, I had 4 dark rooms in high school and college. There was a beach photographer down Daytona Beach, and over the years, I've built dark. Back at the time of film, I mean, we're talking what, 50 years ago, 40 years ago. I mean, that was my experience and my way of painting with light. You know, I was frustrated as a painter, which I tried. Paint by numbers I could do. You know, I was kind of linear. I could stay in the lines real well. But painting with light, with photography, videography, I really got into it. And I did the videography with personal events. I would make videos for people, shoot events, and, you know, make copies with videos. I didn't do much editing, but I mean, I have an eye for it. I got into, you know, painting with light, so to speak. And later, you know, I kind of got into writing with light with Natural Life News, which is a publication I founded 19 years ago. And I just started the publication and sold it to Dennis Ouellette. He's been doing a phenomenal job publishing it since then. But I set it up in the format and with the articles. And I write in there on a regular basis. And some of you know that I've been, you know, publishing on the Internet with doing series, articles, blogs, the most recent one being the 2019 Global Evolution Revolution, you know, Revolution Series. And I, if you're on my email list, which any of you can be just by sending me an email at cosmiclove@mcn.net, I'll be glad to put you on the list and send you the latest. Usually once a week or twice a week, I'm doing blogs and sending out. I usually embed articles and videos of the week. This is what I've been doing the last couple years because there's so much breaking news on the Internet of amazing stuff that you won't see on the boob tube or, you know, fake stream media. So I'm publishing regularly now, and I also have experience with social media crowdfunding campaigns. I've done a couple. One of them worked out pretty well. And so short excerpts from the movie, you know, while in production, we can do these like 3-minute excerpts that can create social media buzz that furthers the funding for the production team. In other words, we can bootstrap it. And there's different ways to do that, get local funding. And, of course, it's going to be kind of a low-budget film, but it can be self-correcting or self-perfecting. It can improve as it goes along, and I'll be explaining that. These 3-minute teasers that flirt with the dance, you know, of light, life, and love, you know, can give little vignettes of the movie that can go out on social media to create buzz about it, you know, that it can, again, with a fundraising social media campaign, can contribute to the underwriting of the movie. So I have experience, you know, in doing community projects. Like 40 years ago, I developed and managed a storefront food co-op, an eatery in downtown Troy, Ohio, that won the City Beautification Award. I mean, that was a project I worked on for years, and then managed it, you know, then passed the torch to some other people and went on to work in doctor's offices back at that time. But several years earlier, what was about 45 years ago, I created a nonprofit organization, Community Video, it was called, and I I managed a media campaign that succeeded to persuade the city council to choose the cable TV franchise with the best public access, you know, studios, video studios for citizen production of local programming. I mean, I was really involved with that for years. I had this nonprofit organization, had a board of directors. We published a newsletter that I had two Boy Scout troops. I was an Eagle Scout, and I had two Boy Scouts. I kind of pulled rank and got two Boy Scout troops to distribute this newsletter to about 5,500 homes in Troy, Ohio. And I gave presentations to city council, you know, on this, on how to develop, you know, public access studios. And there were several companies that wanted to, you know, get the cable franchise that put cable TV in the town. And so I was saying, look, you know, we have the right to choose which one that has the best benefits for the local, you know, citizenry for creating our own video production. And was successful in getting the best company that did that, that provided that. And we ended up with good public access studios. They wouldn't let me near the studios. They were kind of afraid of me for some reason by then. I'm not sure what that was about other than that I was kind of fearless in exposing corruption. And I had kind of a history of that with letters to the editor back at that time. But anyway, I had the experience as a community organizer before I moved out here 30 years ago. And I truly believe this movie can provide a community event with lots of opportunity for Paradise Valley, much as, you know, Robert Redford did a movie called A River Runs Through It. Some of you may remember that movie. And it was the settings and the filming, much of it was done in Livingston, Montana. So that created a huge opportunity and a lot of business buzz for Livingston, Montana. And it was actually after that movie that a lot of people flooded into this area for fly fishing from all over the United States. So I don't know if we do a movie like the movie I'm talking about is going to have any kind of a pull like that. But at any regard, it could be good for the local economy. And the difference from A River Runs Through It is that the profits can stay in the local community, in the local economy. So there's a way to produce this film as a cooperative venture with half of all the profits going to content creators, directors, actors, editors, and other contributors. And the other half of profits can go towards development of visionary arts. You know, it could be set up as a nonprofit with half of the money on an ongoing basis. I mean, if it's a successful movie, if it's kind of a, I'd like to think it would be a cult classic, but, you know, I had to have the possibility of creating income that would go not only towards this visionary arts, but I'm talking about the actually setting up the Wild West computer camp as depicted in the movie. So, in other words, this movie features a story that kind of dances around social media production skills. You know, while the kids are going, you know, doing all this wildering, you know, going and having, you know, Wild West experiences. And so it kind of sets up a self-fulfilling prophecy that ends up funding the actual computer camps with a Wild West experience. So the movie could be it can be a big win for the viewers, the content creators, ongoing computer camps, and the local economy. And then we can say, we did this dance together. So I've actually created a thing on this Wild West computer camp, kind of a brochure, what the brochure will look like. You can actually go to www.wildwestcomputercamp.com. WildWestComputerCamp.com. And this page is kind of an introduction for now. You know, this is something that has to be worked on, but here's some copy I've got on the page. It goes, held yearly in Paradise Valley, Montana, just north of the Yellowstone Park Wilderness, our Wild West Computer Camp is attended by youth worldwide during July and August. In a better world, the leaders of tomorrow will be the young adults of today who have mastered state-of-the-art communication tools and processes for culturing conscience in our global village of instant everywhere and interactive social network communities. Mastery of social media tools is optimized in a daily curriculum that balances Media Lab with a variety of Wild West experiences emphasizing body, mind, spirit, co-creation. There's a quote here by Steve Jobs in the brochure at this point. This is on that page at wildwestcomputercamp.com. And he says, quote, "Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary." So that's a lot of message to a lot of youth that might be coming. I've got a two-minute video at this point that's embedded at wildwestcomputercamps.com. It's called The Place Where Dreams Are Born, and it's an exceptional two-minute video. I would play that, but there's graphics that go with it. You'd only hear the sound. You can go to that website, wildwestcomputercamp.com, and watch that two-minute video. And then after that video, I go into more on the curriculum, which includes the curriculum of the computer camp, includes understanding universal law language with heart coherence for emotional intelligence and mind congruence via sacred geometry connection to divine order in the universe. And there's a geometric thought form there. It's called the Flower of Life. Geometric thought form, and a quote by Leonardo da Vinci, learn how to see. Realize that everything connects to everything else. So learning how to see all over again is what my experience with painting with light, you know, with photography and videography. I learned how to see all over again. Learned all kinds of things about the photomechanical process as corresponds to the perceptual process. Learning how to see, so light language. And other things going on at the Wild West Computer Camp. We're talking about hiking into the wilderness with excursions to Pine Creek Falls, top of Emigrant Peak, overnight camping in the wilderness like at Thompson Lake nearby, whitewater rafting, Yankee Jim Canyon, water yoga lessons at Chico Hot Springs, which is really wonderful, brilliant, clear springs, and it's warm, so you can do the water yoga. It's very relaxing. It's something I develop this water yoga exercise, and fly fishing lessons at the Sage Resort. Sage Resort's renowned for people worldwide coming here to Paradise Valley, fishing the Yellowstone River, and they have fly fishing lessons there. There'll be Western swing dance lessons at the Sage Resort, Music Ranch, Chico Hot Springs, Old Saloon Banchel, Wildflower Barbecue, taking turns making video, edited in class. In other words, there'll be these young adults going to these music venues where they're doing the country swing dancing, and they'll be able to videotape themselves taking turns dancing, videotaping, and going back, editing in class, and learning the skills involved. So that's pretty much that's kind of a thematic thing throughout the movie. Other stuff going on, a little bit of romance, like I say. Also, at the computer camps, we're going to have natural food cooking classes with everyone taking turns cooking for everyone else. Like I said, I had a natural food store and eatery. We had, you know, I used to teach natural food cooking classes locally and back in Troy, Ohio. So this is what's going to, some of the curriculum things will be going on at the computer camp, Wild West experience. Basically, we'll be talking about culturing servant leadership as a dance of masculine feminine energies in a communication process for involving community as unity and diversity. And anyway, that's kind of the music narrative. You can go to that website and see a little bit of an introduction like I've gone through and with that video. And let me sum it up. I'm going to do a wrap now. And I'm going to emphasize the words of Graham Hancock again. We have a choice. We have a choice to create the future we want. We can soar with the eagles or scratch with the turkeys. We can optimize our God-given gifts and talents, or we can get along by going along with a crazy world. We're on a path of conscious evolution, and we can either be stuck in negativity or we can wise up and rise up from the neck up. So keep the faith, think galactic, dance local like no one is watching, and love like you've never been hurt. Happy trails to you. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love.